The Burt Show.
We're changing the schedule because of an email that Tracy got.
Okay.
That's Super Bowl related.
All right.
And somebody who actually wants to involve Burt. Wendy, we need the voice disguiser.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, Michelle is trying to help out her sister.
Okay.
Is that accurate, Michelle?
That's right.
Okay. Tell us the story.
I need Bert's help to help me bust my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Because I think he's lying. First of all, he's kind of a selfish guy. And my sister, their anniversary is on Saturday.
Okay.
And he had said, he had made plans to go to the Super Bowl, and it's their 10-year anniversary. So I was just, you know, my sister was telling me this, and I was like, are you kidding me? This is insane. So she had a talk with him, and she said, you can't go. This is our anniversary. So he said, okay, you know what? You're right. I won't go. So he changed his plans. And then suddenly he says, babe, I've got to go to Milwaukee for work on Saturday, over the weekend. It's last minute, and there's nothing I can do, right? Because this is what he said, he's got to cover for other people who are going to the Super Bowl. So he's got to cover the office for other people who are going to the Super Bowl.
So
and
he
my
was,
sister buys it.
He was originally supposed to, he was going to the Super Bowl for work.
Right.
Is that accurate?
No. Originally, he was going to the Super Bowl, period.
Okay. And then
changed his plans.
Said he's going to Milwaukee for work to cover for people in Milwaukee who are going to Miami for the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
And why did he change the plan? She didn't want him to go?
She said this is our 10-year anniversary, right?
Got it.
He's like, oh, you're right, babe. You know, I didn't think it meant that much to you, blah, blah, blah. So then he decides he's going to stay and celebrate their anniversary.
So you think...
But then he comes back with this story saying that he's going to cover people in Milwaukee, and she buys it. She's like, there's nothing he can do. He has to go for work. And I'm saying, they wouldn't fly somebody from Atlanta. They would just hold somebody back and not go. So...
And you're so mad about it. You got really high-pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you... I'm sorry.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I take it you talk to your sister about her husband a lot. So you think he's going to Miami for the Super Bowl, and you need our help, and you want Bert to scout to find him?
I want, because I'll also know somebody that works with him,
and
I know the hotel that they're staying at. Now,
which hotel? The one in Milwaukee or the one down in Miami?
In Miami.
Okay.
Now, I know the hotel. I actually tried to call the hotel, but, you know, he's smart enough to not put it under his name.
So is he already gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what I want to do is, and I'll pay Bert, I want him to go to the hotel, and I have like a detailed description of my brother-in-law, and I want him to find out if he's there.
So Bert's going to be walking through a hotel lobby with like a photograph.
Exactly.
Like an Amber Alert.
You've never really liked this guy, have you?
You know, he's a really selfish guy, and he's a liar, to be honest with you. And I'm almost 100% sure.
That's no.
Helen. Hey, Helen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment. I understand it's her sister's 10th anniversary and everything, but I kind of think it's selfish of them, and it's pretty bad that he feels like he has to lie. But it's not always that you get to go to the Super Bowl, which is a big ordeal, which I understand her anniversary is too, but I just think they should just say, you know, have fun, you know, next year, make sure you're here.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I was going to ask you if he had gone to the Super Bowl, like the original plan, when would he have left to go?
Yesterday.
Okay. So
same
he would
day.
Have, okay.
But he could have bought both of them tickets.
Now, do you, is your sister a sports fan?
Go. I mean, it's fun. Who wouldn't go to the Super Bowl?
Right. Well, I'm just curious why you're so into it. Like, even if you find out that he's in Miami instead of Milwaukee, like,
because
even if you get proof, like, do you want your sister to leave him for that?
No, but you know what? She's always making excuses for him, and he's always lying to her, and she's always thinking it's the truth, and I want him to get busted.
Did right. Just people want to call up and talk to you, but did he... Did she have a problem with him going to the Super Bowl before you started menacing?
Yeah, because it's their 10-year anniversary.
Right.
Their 10-year anniversary. So
the wife wanted him to stay home for the 10-year anniversary.
Did the wife want him to stay home, or did you think, did you tell her?
She was so hurt. She was crying okay. to me.
All right.
I can't
Got it.
Believe he did this.
Okay.
Hey.
And I said, well, you have to confront him. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Stacy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
This woman is out of her mind. First of all, she has no business meddling in her sister and brother-in-law's business. And the sister is the selfish one because she should have sent him and said, go, have a great time. This is your anniversary present. We teach people how to treat us. And the reason he's lying is because she taught him how to lie. And, oh, she just pisses me off.
Yeah, well, I understand you being defensive for your sister. I can understand that. If she called you crying and you're upset and, you know, she's that upset, I can see how it makes you that upset. But I still just don't understand, like, once he's busted, like, if he's busted, if he is in Miami, then what happens?
What's your end result? Are you want them to get a divorce?
I don't want them to get a divorce, but I want her to see that he is lying to her. She believes his stories, and this is not the first time. But she's a very trusting person.
I just feel like she's caught in the middle between you and him, and I just there's a part of me that just think I understand about the Super Bowl and the 10th anniversary thing, but I just feel like there's a bigger picture going on. Maybe.
Oh, hey. It is a bigger picture, but here's a
that you're included in. That you're included in
right.
is what I'm saying.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam wants to give a guy's point of view, guy's perspective about this. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, listen. There's two things about this. One is the Super Bowl once again. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best thing a guy could do for himself. But at the same time, it's South Florida. You got some of the most resorts going on down there. If you could afford a ticket to the Super Bowl, you could afford to get your wife in a resort and let her hang out while you're at the Super Bowl.
Agreed. That would be a good compromise. You're right.
Yeah, if you're a guy, and you have to kind of balance it out and figure something out.
Is there any chance that what if he legitimately is going to Milwaukee?
Telling
like,
the truth.
Like, what if he passed on the Super Bowl? What if his bosses, and Michelle just being, you know, hypothetical, what if his bosses knew that he had plans to go to the Super Bowl and changed him for his wife? So they knew that he wouldn't be in Florida and said to him, look, we are short-staffed because everybody's going down to the Super Bowl, so we have to have you cover this office. Is he a manager or something?
That's
is
a
he
stretch, though.
Is he a person who would cover? Why would you be covering an office on a weekend?
No. They would never have somebody come from Atlanta.
Well, it's kind of a stretch.
Sending everyone from Milwaukee and then fly a guy from Atlanta.
You're right. That's a lame excuse. That guy should get busted just for coming up with a stupid excuse.
A bad liar.
Yeah. Dumb, he should get dumb excuse trouble. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. When you take out of the equation where he's at and what he's even going for, I think the base problem here is this lady butting into her sister and her husband's relationship. I mean, that's something if the wife involved here is trusting enough to trust her husband, you know, that's what relationships are based on. To have her sister calling a radio show trying to get somebody to sneak around and catch him doing something that she's not even 100% sure he's doing, that's making me mad because, I mean, she's putting herself in a really bad situation because if she does this and a sister and her sister and her husband finds out and it was true, like you said, Jeff, then what's that going to make their relationship from that point on?
Yeah, I feel bad for your sister. I mean, she's caught because I'm sure that her husband feels the same way about you that you feel about him.
And then she's going to be embarrassed if he is lying. Like, not only is she going to be mad at him, but then she's going to be embarrassed in front of you and whoever else you tell, because then she is married to the liar that she's still married to.
And then if she tries to make the relationship work for the better, you are always going to be in her ear about, well, do you remember Super Bowl weekend? Do you remember what he did for your 10th anniversary?
Exactly.
Hey, Karen.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I completely agree with her. If this ever happened to my sister, I would do the exact same thing.
What?
I think it's horrible that he's leaving her on their 10th anniversary. He could have easily bought her a ticket to go with him. And I thought that the resort idea was a wonderful idea.
Oh, well, here's
that
an idea.
What
if he's planning something this weekend and wanted to keep it a surprise and there's something big happening on the 10th anniversary?
It's a great point.
Did anybody think about that?
That's brilliant.
So maybe he's be lying for something good.
Would he be the type of guy to do that?
You know her answer.
Never.
Of course not.
According to her,
like
she says never.
Never.
Has he ever gotten her a cool romantic gift?
Never.
That you know of?
Taking her on a trip?
No, I would know. My sister and I are very close. He always thinks of himself first. It's always, he'll buy himself, you know, whatever he wants, and then buy her, like, a crock pot. Or, you know, he's just not that guy.
Yeah. All right, one more call. Hey, Julie.
Yes.
What's going on?
Hey, I was just going to give the comment about have him call from the hotel room in Milwaukee, just like I do my son, and go, call me from the location, not your cell phone. I want to know you're at that location.
So call so that the area code or whatever comes out?
Yes, his hotel room in Milwaukee.
Well, how do you do that with your son?
Well, he's usually not in a hotel room, but like if he goes to somebody's house, say, and he goes, I'm going to spend the night with, you know, TJ, I go, okay, you call from TJ's house, so I know you're there.
Mm-hmm. How old's your son?
Well, this is when he was younger, but when he was in high school, we go, he's like, you know, and if the husband goes, you don't trust me? No.
Yeah, well, treat your husband like a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, in the age of cell phones, that's a little more difficult to do. But I do think, I mean, isn't the better plan for the sister to say, you know what, I feel really bad that you're going to be in Milwaukee on our anniversary having to work. So I would, you know what, I'd love to come up there and let's have dinner after you get off work on Saturday.
That's brilliant.
That's a great idea.
Instead of you butting in, because I have a feeling you're the older sister.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I wouldn't do that to my younger sister.
I can tell.
I don't think I wouldn't even do that to my younger sister.
Well, here's what we'll do is we'll run the idea by Bert. I mean, he's down there. I don't think you'll have to pay him. That seems weird. I can tell you, I probably wouldn't do it on my vacation if I'm taking vacation days. But we'll run the idea by him, and if he's willing to or if he finds himself in the hotel, he can look. But no promises, okay?
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
You've got photos and stuff you can give us. We can send to Bert.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will... We'll call you back and get all that information, and then we'll talk to you again Monday morning, and you can give us the update on what happened, or we'll let you know if Bert found anything out or whatever, okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, try to have a good weekend.
Okay.
The Bert Show.